My name is Bill Hurt. I'm with the Mead Wildlife Area, Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources.
Meeting here at the Mead, discussing a very special set of rules that's much different than waterfowl hunting in the rest of the state, right?
Yeah, we're trying some experimental waterfowl regulations here on this property aimed at improving the quality of the waterfowl hunting experience here. They're a little bit more restrictive than some other areas that you see in the state, but again, the goal is to improve the quality of the hunt.
And when you say improve the quality, it's not just more birds in the bag, but it's the overall ecology of the Mead and preserving the resource, right?
Right. We're looking at trying to provide more birds out there on the landscape, hold them longer on the property, avoid some of the pressure on those birds and that resource so that they hang out here a little bit longer. Hunters have an opportunity to pursue them, but all the other waterfowl species do benefit.
You have a unique situation here where the rules are different, but you also have drought seasons. You have the water up, water down, higher hunter pressure in some areas because of a zone change at Highway 10. There's a lot of things to keep an eye on, isn't there?
Yes, there is. Yeah. The north-south zone in the state happens to be Highway 10, which is just south of this property, so we see a lot of impact from hunters coming from the south to hunt here, so that kind of adds to the whole pressure scenario.
One of the rules I noticed that is different than the rest of the state is an early ending 1 p.m. each day. Has that had a positive effect in the experimental time?
Yeah, based on the data that we've collected, it has shown that by closing waterfowl hunting on this property at 1 p.m. and thereby, in effect, making the whole property a waterfowl refuge, it's allowed the birds to rest a little bit more, become more accustomed with the property, their populations, their staging populations build, and ultimately holds ducks here longer on the property and in greater numbers.
So it's a win-win, really, because you have them here on the property longer, and the hunters also have a better opportunity to bag one.
Correct. That's the goal.
Some of the things brought up for a vote, let's cover some of that. You had just under 30 people here. All of them are hunting the Mead regularly. What was their input tonight?
Their input, as it has been for the past 3 years of our trial in these regulations, was actually fairly positive. The crowd, I guess on a vote of 23 to 2 or 3 or something like that, was for these regulations to continue in place and make them permanent.
Also a discussion about the early goose season going away, starting a regular waterfowl hunting date. That went well?
Yeah, and that is one of the trial regulations that we have been experimenting with for the past 3 years. Again, looking at just minimizing disturbance in the September time period prior to duck season, allowing duck numbers to build up like they traditionally once did prior to enactment of an early goose season on the property.
Now, listening in on the discussion, it sounds like the big worry amongst this group is the 4 DNR hearings are anywhere but the Mead, and the state is trying to simplify regulations, which could lead to votes at these hearings that are not really in your favor. So you're encouraging this group to do what?
Yeah, we are encouraging our hunters to try to attend one of the 4 hearings that will happen in early August, the waterfowl hearings. And if they can't make it to one of those hearings, please send their input to us or to other waterfowl management staff with the Department of Natural Resources.
So if you can't go in person, definitely get something in writing.
Correct. Send us an email, a phone message, anything will do.
Let's give a brief overview for those that don't pay real close attention. The difference in the regulations for Mead versus the rest of the state, one of them is length of season.
What we have done is, first of all, we are experimenting with eliminating the early goose season on this state-owned property in an effort to reduce disturbance during a critical time when ducks are migrating and staging prior to the duck season opener. When the duck season opener takes place, then goose hunting is open on this property. And the other experimental rule we're trying is setting up a 1 p.m. closure to all waterfowl hunting on the property for a given period of time within the season. Again, to try to alleviate pressure on the birds, try to hold birds and in greater number on this property.
And right now it's 16 days, I believe, with 1 o'clock on part of those days?
It's a 16-day closure that goes into effect after opening weekend. And then after opening weekend, in the next 16 days, there's a 1 p.m. closure in effect.
And the rest of the state remains open, I understand.
The rest of the state is open during that time.
Some confusion over McMillan Marsh nearby. That's not on the same rules, is it?
That is not, these rules pertain just to the Mead Wildlife Area.
Anything you want to add?
Just that these rules are really unique in that they were rules that were devised and brought forth by the public. The public had a very large role in developing these. Our hunting public, the folks that use this property in central Wisconsin, and a lot of appreciation should go towards them for all their help and effort and being proactive and trying some of these regulations to ultimately improve the quality of the waterfowl hunting experience on this property.
But they do have a challenge ahead making sure the state keeps them, right?
Yes, it'll be up to them mostly to say whether or not they want to keep these or scrap them and try some different regulations. But it sounds like they're still in favor 3 years after the first year that we trialed them. So as long as the support continues, we should see them permanent in 2013, 2014.